Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Mother, you know and I know that having fun is good for us. But how about the times when you'd like to get out for a little relaxation and when you suggest it to your husband, he says...
Oh, honey, I just don't feel up to it. I wouldn't enjoy myself. Got a headache and I kind of ache all over.
Well, now look. You just fix friend husband a glass of sparkling, speedy Alka-Seltzer. The medicine that's so refreshing. You'll soon be ready to enjoy some fun. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. And starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. So try Alka-Seltzer whenever you or anyone in your family has a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness. Once you try it, you'll agree.
There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Buy it by the glass at the soda fountain or by the package at the drug counter. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
I don't want to upset you or worry you or anything, but a crisis has developed at 79 Wistful Vista. I'm sure it'll be straightened out all right, but listen what's happened.
Missing, Molly? Did you say McGee is missing?
Oh, I hope nothing's happened to him, Doctor, but... Well, I haven't heard a word from him all day long, and I've called the Elks and Kramer's drugstore and every place.
Well, now, don't worry, Molly.
It just isn't like McGee not to come home for lunch or phone or anything, and... Oh, I knew I never should have let him argue with that policeman. McGee gets
so... No, calm down, Molly. And the policeman? Don't tell me he started a beef with a cop.
We tried to explain, Doctor. We told the policeman that the reason we didn't put a penny in the meter was because we didn't have a penny. We had to get a check cashed at Kramer's drugstore, but when we went in, Mr. Kramer wasn't there.
Oh, so when you came back out of the drugstore,
this big, ugly policeman was standing there with his ticket book out. Unfortunately, it was the same policeman.
The same policeman?
From way last spring. You see, before they put in those parking meters on Oak Street there, McGee used to watch these cops ride by on their little motor scooters, and then he'd run out and rub the chalk mark off his tire.
No kidding. That's a pretty cute idea.
Yeah, so this policeman today was the one who almost caught him at it last year.
Oh, fine.
He must have been waiting for months to catch up with McGee, because when he put the ticket on our windshield, I'd tell you I never heard such a dirty laugh as that policeman laughed.
Why, you blue-coated, brass button, nickel-plated Billy Buster. What kind of a servant of the public are you, anyhow? Standing around here extorting parking meter pennies from people when this whole city is ramping with crime.
Rampant, dearie. And calm down. There's no use.
He's just out to get me, Molly. You know that.
Well, I think he's got you this time, dearie. We were wrong and we're stuck, so let's admit it.
That's right.
Yeah.
After all, it's only a $2 fine.
$5, ma'am. The fine has been raised in the downtown area.
What? So... Why, you blue-coated, brass-button, nickel-plated...
Now, let me handle this, Molly. You unlax. Ugh. Now, look, officer. If you want to turn honest for a change and tear this ticket up, it ain't too late.
Oh, it isn't, eh?
In spite of the fact that you've took up our valuable time here over nothing, there'll be no hard feelings if you'll just tear up the citation.
Aren't you generous?
We explained to you that we were going to feed the meter just as soon as we got some money. And I'll drive all the way home and get some money and put it in the meter if you'll feel better.
Because... Oh, stop it. You'll have me crying.
Huh?
Now, look, smart guy. You've got 7 days to get $5 down at the traffic bureau, so get down there.
Why, you blue-coated...
And watch yourself after this. I'll be looking for you.
McGee, give me that pie. I bought it for dinner tonight.
He's out of range anyhow. But I'll get even. Don't you worry. I'll get even with him and that whole dad-ratted police department.
Yes, dearie.
Putting these parking meters in and checking up on us citizens like we were convicts or something.
Yes, sweetheart. Now, let's...
Just forget once to put a penny in or run short like we did.
McGee, let's get in the car.
You even got a gadget in there that rings when you put a slug in. How do you like that? Scared the bejeepers out of me.
Look, sweetheart, I have a lot of housework to do, and it's nearly 10 o'clock, so let's
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, I know how to get even with them bandits. Yeah.
Now, McGee, I've seen that look in your eye before. It was the morning of the day they called me and said the bail was set at $50 if I wanted to come down and identify you.
Sure. This'll work, and there's no law to stop me. I'll show them guys.
McGee, what are you talking about?
Never mind. No time to explain now. I gotta go buy me a pair of sneakers. I'll get the check cashed at the Bon Ton. I'll see you later at home.
Sneakers? McGee?
Bye, Molly.
McGee, come back here. McGee?
That was the last you heard from him, Molly?
Yes, he's been gone all day. I'm so worried I just don't...
Now, my dear, don't get all upset. Come on, get your hat and coat.
Okay.
We'll go back to the spot where you left him, and we'll start from there. I'm sure if we check around and ask a few questions, somebody will have seen him.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. So you probably know your children must have enough vitamins to maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert and energetic as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins, because vitamins have a way of getting lost in cooking and processing of food. That's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. The youngsters like taking them, too, because one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are small and smooth-coated, so they're easy to swallow. You can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Now, don't worry, Molly. We'll find him.
But we've asked so many people, Doctor, and we've looked all over downtown here, and we're right back where we started, in front of the market. Do you think...
Watch it, my dear.
Why don't you women pedestrians watch where you're... Oh, it's you, daughter.
Well, Mr. Oldtimer.
You ought to watch how you drive there, young fella.
Oh, I'm not doing so bad for a beginner, Doc. I'll be even better when I get me a driver's license. Hey, I nearly got me a ticket for parking, though, a while ago.
Really?
If it wasn't for your husband, daughter, I'd have had to pay $5 at the...
My husband? McGee, you mean?
Yep. Johnny fixed it for me. Just like that. Not 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago? Where is he?
Yeah, is he all right?
We've been looking all over town for him.
Well, you don't have to look any longer, kids. There he is, right across the street there.
Thank goodness.
See him walking along behind that rookie cop? And them sneakers of his, he can run
What's
like a deer.
What's he up to?
What is it? What's he doing?
Watch. That rookie cop is going up and down the line of parking meters, see?
Yeah, sure.
And every time he comes to one with a red violation flag up onto it and gets his ticket book out, Johnny puts on a burst of speed, rushes in ahead of him, and...
Hey, cut that out. Doggone it, Mr. McGee. If you don't quit sticking pennies in these meters and taking off the violation, how am I going to write any tickets?
Heavenly days.
Great Scott, so that's what he's... Come on, let's get over there, Molly.
Hey, before you go, here... Here, give him this bunch of cards. He's almost out of them again.
Cards?
He puts them on the windshields, Doc. They're hand-printed.
It says here, Dear Motorist, you nearly got a ticket, but I put a penny in the meter and saved you $5 fine. There'll be a mass meeting at 79 Wistful Vista tonight. Bring your wife, bring your friends, and bring back my penny. What? McGee? McGee?
I will like heck give up this crazy idea of mine, Molly. And, hey, where'd that cop go? Oh, there he is.
McGee, listen to me. You're going
to
get in
about
trouble.
About to give some poor guy a ticket again, is he? Well, we'll
McGee,
see
McGee, come
it.
Back here.
Oh, this looks like one of his stubborn days.
Oh, doggone it. He's too fast for me. Lady, can't you make him stop? Take him home, or maybe...
Now, look here, McGee. This young policeman is just trying to do his job.
Gee, most guys write out about 100 tickets a day. So far, all I got is 3. I'll get fired.
Well, now, there's nothing personal in this, son. I'm sorry, but this thing is bigger than the both of us.
But, gee, the other fellow...
This is the common citizen, the little man, waging a fight for justice against a lunk-headed flatfoot by the name of Harper. Badge number 1202. And by George...
You're talking about me? Officer Harper, son, 1202. I'm off duty now, but if you need help,
it's you again.
He's the one, Doctor. He gave us the ticket this morning.
Oh, thanks, officer. I didn't recognize you in plain clothes.
Plain clothes? You call an orange and a black sport jacket, a pink shirt, and a green tie with puce polka dots plain clothes?
Look, Molly, I wouldn't steal anything.
This guy's been putting pennies in every one of the meters, officer. Every time I come to a meter with the red flag up, he dashes in and shoves a penny in it, and the flag goes down, and I can't write out a ticket.
Oh, still a wise guy, huh?
Go jump.
I tried to stop him, but there's no law in the book that says...
Darn right there's no law. I know every law in that book from close personal experience.
Have you ever heard of one called disturbing the peace?
Oh, dear.
Disturbing the peace covers just about everything. That's the one we use when we got nothing else, mister.
Gee, I never thought of that one.
Neither did McGee.
Well, you're just a rookie, officer. You'll learn. I'll handle McGee here. You go right ahead and write out some parking tickets. I mean, write them out. Don't take no argument from nobody.
Right, officer. There's a car right down there with a violation. Hope there's a lot more because I've only got an hour left.
Now, let me read this to you, wise guy. Disturbing the peace, page 84, paragraph 3. Here we are.
Don't bother reading it. I give up.
What? You give up?
You feel all right? You sick? Never known you to give up that fast, McGee.
Oh, that's how all the loud ones are. Real meek when they tangle with me. Like I told the young officer there, we don't take no argument from nobody.
Well, I gotta admit that young cop is doing a fine job. While I kept you here talking, he walked over and put a parking ticket on that convertible down there.
Naturally, that's his job.
The yellow convertible with the plaid top that you just drove up in. Seems you must have forgot to put a penny in the meter.
What? Off of that. Hey, yeah. Now, wait a minute, officer. Wait. I was
going to
put a penny
in the meter. I'm proud of you.
And remember, son, don't take no argument from nobody.
No.
Come on, boys, let's go.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
You feel so miserable, so out of sorts when you have a cold. Relief is what you want more than anything. And now, relief can be yours with Tabsin. Your druggist has it. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Better than ever for cold relief. Here's how Tabsin helps you. It relieves the sniffles and sneezes, headache, watery eyes, feverish feeling, and general aches and pains. Yes, and you can take smooth-coated, easy-to-swallow Tabsin tablets at any stage of a cold. Get Tabsin at your drugstore and keep it handy. Take it for really fast, effective relief in colds. Be sure you ask for Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
At the door, kiddo.
Another man for your mass meeting tonight?
Oh.
I told him what you told me. The meeting is canceled, but don't forget to leave the penny.
Good. I actually had to lay out all that money to put in the parking meters for them guys, and there's
no... Well, this time I'm afraid you got stuck.
What you mean?
Here's what he left, a bobby pin.
Bobby pin?
Yeah, he says that's what he uses, so he doesn't see why he...
Never mind. Skip it. So long, everybody.
See you later. Goodbye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timers, played by Bill Thompson, and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Jack Mather was the officer and Billy Idelson the rookie. This is John Wall saying so long and inviting you to join us again.
Daytime companion to America's women. Weekday, November 7th on NBC Radio.